This is me again. What am I talking about today? Hurricanes and tornadoes. I think this is very important because I'm in the business of trying to help you save your lives. And with, you know, with an understanding how the mind works, which bad guys understand for which reason you have so much suffering. And this, that which I speak of has no carnal cure. In other words, 95% of all the sicknesses and diseases in the world and wars and breaking up of homes, anger and hostility, this 95% of all the suffering in the world, including wars, so these 5% of diseases left that cannot be cured by one single principle. I will talk to you about one single principle that's missing in your life. You can call him God if you want to, and you can say Jesus and all the rest of it, but doesn't mean to say that when you believe in God that you're not really believing about one, which is not the same thing. You believe about one rather than into one, because they're into you. So you see the turn of my potential conversation with you. I would love for you to call 800-866-8883. This is just a little opening factor for those of you who actually hear this program at 6 minutes before the hour. Most stations carry just news. I think I'm a bit newsy in a different way. So I want to talk about what's right now, and then I'll talk about people problems, immigrants, and how you could lose your country. That isn't brought up in politics much anymore. Now, nobody will say what I'm about to tell you, but you got to know about it, okay? So let's put that on the stove for a little sort of to steam a little bit, okay? But the opening salvo is about tornadoes and hurricanes. Hurricanes, I don't know how to govern. I don't think you can do anything about a hurricane. And global warming is maybe a subject in a little while, because there's so much stupidity and so much politics in it. If you know, have a little bit of science, you know, this third grade or something, you can see that, you know, the research going back thousands of years, the Earth got hot and cold and hot and cold, and dinosaurs died, and et cetera, et cetera. It changes by itself. It's self-regulating, just like you should be self-regulating. There it is. The planet we're living is not stupid. It's a living thing. It knows what to do with itself. It's programmed to every bit of it. It's programmed. You don't want to mess with it. But a tornado, well, that's different from a hurricane. And I can't believe that scientists could be that, yes, I do, could be that stupid and not to see what a tornado is. See? Whether it's one, two, three, or four, or five, number five, they're bigger and bigger. But it is something that we can control. You have to know what it is. And so let me start the program with that. 800-866-8883. This is just a symbol of interest, because I'm beginning to see that most physicists are very clever as to what was taught them. And if you go back to Aristotle and come forward, you know, these were scientists in those days without degrees, and they had some very much wisdom. Some of them knew there was the smallest particle called an atom. God knows back thousands of years ago. So, but the point is, you can go to school and learn it. But are you a producer? Are you a physicist, theoretical physicist, where you can see things for yourself? I say we all should be theoretical physicists and see things for ourselves, and what we're taught and shown. Maybe not that you think.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Good evening again. In case you didn't hear the opening salvo in the last 6 minutes, many people can't. I have a couple of subjects here that just came upon me today. And the first one is the storm with tornadoes. Not just hurricanes, but tornadoes with a hurricane. And it's devastating the East Coast. I've written a book. I took it down. Nobody bought one. I think a few people bought them. Gravity-driven universe. But I don't want to be into physics right now. But I just need to talk a little common sense. Like global warming. Maybe I'll bring that up. And let me say that this planet is intelligent. If it created itself, which it didn't, it knew the hell what it was doing. And it always can adjust itself. It gets cold and freezes over and animals die. It gets too hot, you know, and things explode and things like that. But it always recovers. It always produces new specimens of life. Why do we need global warming? See, human beings, what do they know about how the universe was created, and how do they, does the average person, a politician, just a politician who has a degree in college, like our present president, such as he is, global warming is just a way of stealing money from you. Now, let me simple things. I have a house on the waters for 50 years. And if there's global warming and the ice caps are melting, then it would be very clear that the since I'm living on the water with the canal, I can measure that. Well, I've heard that for a long time. It hasn't risen an inch. The earth goes through various stages. It gets hot and cold, and if you've got your carbon dioxide in the air, which isn't good for you, but nevertheless, the more carbon dioxide in the air there is, the more warmer it gets. Nothing wrong with that, because when it gets warmer, it rains more. When it rains more, well, you may have all kinds of problems with floods and things like that. You have them anyway. The floods are not, you know, unknown to the intelligence of our planet. It's intelligent. It knows what it's doing. You can't stop all that, etc., etc. So what happens is, well, you get more water, it rains more, but it will rain. Perhaps if it rains and rains and rains, maybe the deserts will bloom. maybe the blooming blooms, where if everything's good, will go to change over. Things change all the time. The earth is a living thing. It knows how to help itself. It doesn't need any help from us. Thank you. More carbon dioxide, more rain. Yes, a few floods, big deal. We have to deal with it. We get floods anyway. That's all it is, and flowers grow. And if there's more rain, it's quite possible that the deserts can flower again. Just leave the bloody thing alone. But you see, you got politics there. They want your freaking money. Okay, that's one thing. Now the hurricane. See, I'm speaking a little bit about science that simply stupid, really stupid, that a person with a little common sense can understand what I'm saying. And if you go back and trace it all back, you see there's climate changing all the time. To the point where there's wiping out of, you know, elephants and mammoths and all kinds of creatures, just devastating, and it all comes back again. And there's about 300 different species found in the ocean every month. Come off. It's intelligence. It's either intelligent for itself or it's created by an intelligent being. And you don't want to substitute a politician for that. You have to live with it and deal with your world. If it's too much, if the only problem you have with carbon dioxide is your own health, so you should do something about that. And then, of course, you need, that brings us to the energy, the possibility of energy from the field, which I'm working on right now. And it's probably already known, but I have a book, but I haven't put the two chapters in there that make the difference. I've pulled it down to put it in one day. But while Obama is there, I'm not going to publish it. So, but I know how the universe is created. But let me talk about the tornadoes. Hurricanes, I said, I don't know about that. I don't think anybody can control it. We just have to live with it. It's part and parcel of what our planet does. However, a tornado, does anybody know the difference between a tornado, is it just a wind? Well, I have to tell you, I cannot believe that all these years that scientists are thinking that, and it's obvious, it's in front of my nose. I don't see why they can't see it. Something wrong with science, and I want to talk about that too. I'll just come back to what I'm about to say about tornadoes in just a minute. But I'm watching television. I like science. I like to watch new developments and all the very video, tricks that they do to make it look like Earth is this and all over the universe how to get to understand whether a planet is got life on it or not. All those things. But they don't know how the universe originated. It can't originate from stuff. There has to be an uncaused cause. And I'm watching them. What I see is only what they were taught. There's something missing about science. I think you go back to Maxwell, who was a famous scientist. He's very close. I'm very close to what he has said, and I won't go into that. But he says he looked in the water. He lived by the ocean, and he saw the little whirlpools, spins. I look in my swimming pool and see the same thing and say, you can't build something from a brick. It can't take shape. It can't be a thing. It has to be fluid. like water, or even more fluid, like gravity. See, like a wind that turns a windmill. And that's where I go in my thesis. But I see that even though we have plenty of brilliant brains to do, to make stuff better and useful stuff, like the iPhone, it's only because you learn the properties that other people have discovered. It's the discoverer that does the magic. See? But most people, and the discoverer is often, you know, vilified, like Einstein. See, that's what, he was vilified for a long time. What you need is a person who really doesn't know much about science. He didn't know much about science. He didn't like going to school. All he wanted to do was to find out, you know, what is light? See, how fast does it go? What will it look like if you go the speed of light? I get it. That was his thing. And other things came with it because he was hungering and thirsting. What gave him that? Science didn't give it to him. Intuition gave it to him. That's what makes us a genius. In other words, to put it simply again, and I'll take my political things, I'll take my this callers in a minute, 800-866-8883. So just get ready if you want to speak to me about a problem. But I want to warn you about these things that scientists are cheating you when they talk to you about how things are working and carefully avoid or misinform you how the universe was created. They haven't got the frickingest idea how it was created. I do. And one day I'll have a chance to show you this. But you must be warned that the way they present science these days and how everything comes to everything else, there's the laws of science. But who made the laws? And who sustains the laws? There's the laws of this and the laws of that. There's millions of laws. Where's the lawmaker? How could the universe explode from something as small as a pin on the end of a needle, a cap on the end of a needle, or a dot, a comma, a full stop at the end of a sentence? Boom, it blew up. If it blows up, it has a destructive effect. You have a nuclear bomb effect. It does not give any order. Surely there's no order from that. From an explosion, you can't have an order. People still will hang with the Big Bang because they were taught. But the whole idea, there's a plot to keep you from knowing God and how he made the universe. I wrote an article on that. I'm not finished. I finished with it. I've taken it down because I added something to it, which is the beginning. I start from what is known in stuff. See, and then go back. Look, I look at a woman's face. And if you look at a beautiful woman's face under a huge microscope, all of a sudden you see skin and pores. And if you look further, you see blood, rivers. See, and if you keep going deeper and deeper and deeper, pretty soon you've got nothing. You've just got what we call space. See that? There's no more person. It's all relative. So relative how you're looking at something, deeper and deeper and deeper, it becomes different. And you leave the other, the beautiful bay face behind. And you get rivers called blood and little creatures running around. And it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And pretty soon, see, you're back engineering. I back engineer with my work too. I know how your brain works. I know everything about a brain. I can't always, you know, make it stop because it all depends upon the individual. Do you want to know the truth that will set you free? Do you want to know about creation? you know you must have a creator. And so that's what my book is about. But it also brings you to how you get energy from the field. But you have to know what the field is. And that's where I'll stop right there. And so I'm going to talk about tornadoes in just a minute. And then we'll go back to my usual business. I just thought I'd just give a little science talk. Simple, very simple. So tornadoes, what are they? Anybody knows what a tornado is? Okay, so this hour seems to be a little, you know, not metaphysical, but it is a sort of metaphysicalness because it's just common sense. You know how many people get killed from a tornado? I can't help a hurricane. I'm not there. That takes something else. But common sense will actually tell you what a tornado is and where it comes from. The center of the universe, the center of your planet, is a magnet. I can describe it to you. It's molten iron turned into a crystal. And the compression has all the little particles spinning in the same direction, electrons. And it spins by itself. Now you see that. So what's causing the little particles, electrons, to spin by themselves? What causes matter? Oxygen, hydrogen. You put them together, you have water. You put electric charge through it. You got hydrogen, oxygen again, and you can do that for billions and billions of years. They're still spinning. So you have to have a spinner. Don't you? Yeah. If something spins, and it's constant, it never changes pace. There's got to be a spin force. What about gravity? That's the spin force. How did it come out? I'm not going to tell you, but I'm talking about not hurricanes, but tornadoes. So those particles. So what that means? It's about particles. So when the Earth spins on its own. It spins on its own. The sun spins on its own. What keeps it spinning? It's at the core. It's electromagnet. It's a magnet. It spins by itself. It's a magnet that spins with all the little spins compressed in its construct. It spins by itself. Just like the little spin spins by itself, but you have to have a spin force. A collection of them is a sun. A collection of them could be the Earth. If you don't have a magnet, if the Earth is not magnet, if you don't have a magnet in the Earth that spins, then you don't have any atmospheres. You don't have any of the usual things. Got to spin. It's got to spin to be a sun, but what keeps it spinning? Where's the energy coming from? How did it start to be a sun? It took energy to do that. Where's the energy coming from? Nobody knows. They got four fundamental forces. Yes, but one of them is gravity, and they don't know what it is. I say it's the mother of everything. Because they don't know what it is, I know what it is. Anyway, so now we get back to tornadoes again. I'm just jumping ahead of things. So when you have a spinning Earth, when you have this interior, right at the interior, which has become molten and then compressed into a solid, like a diamond, you have a center that spins. It's a crystal. It would have facets on it. I don't have to see it. It will have facets. It will be a crystal. And it's a spinning crystal because all the little spins are spinning in concert with each other in the same direction. And so the Earth turns and they have electric field around it. I'm just making it, we're not going to give special words to it. You have electric field around the Earth. And that that electric field acts, in simple terms, through the clouds. And so that's when the electricity uses the moisture of the clouds, you always have, you don't see much of a lightning when you don't have a storm and clouds. Water is very conducive to the passage of an electric current. And so when you have a storm, you have a lightning. And lightning only lasts for seconds. But why does it do that? Why is it just doesn't continue? It does in a tornado. Because what is the clap of thunder? It's the hot electric force going to Earth and leaving a vacuum in its trail, just a temporary vacuum, and when it's finished, it's going to Earth. The vacuum caused by the burning of the electric lightning. It's electric, of course. It goes to Earth and it burns the hole, burns away through the atmosphere, and leaves a vacuum. And the clash of the thunder is the atmosphere coming together. Bang. See, clap. Just like that. Very strong. But what about a tornado? Could that not be a continuous arc to Earth? Do you know what a continuous arc would do? Do you understand by a continuous arc? Electric current, a spark that never stops, and it runs along the ground. There's a reason why it would run along the ground too. It's in my book. But let's leave that alone, why it will walk along the ground. It does. But when it's a continuous spark, the vacuum is open and doesn't close with a clap of thunder. And what it does do, when it strikes the Earth and stays as a vacuum, a continuum of vacuum, that's what the electric spark is to the ground, the lightning. It is a continuous vacuum which sucks up everything around it. Now, if you want a bigger tornado, you put two together and one in each. Two together. If you want, but it's a multiple of one. It's a multiple of two, which is four, exponentially. There's usually four. I don't know how far it goes, but that will give you a bigger one. See, I've seen pictures of lightning sort of going past each other. They're individuals. But when they come together, it'll be one in each corner for four of them. That'd be a bigger one. Now, if you understand that it's electrical, and in a sense, they know that, but why isn't there noise? Because it just stops. Because it's full of muck and falls to the ground. It's simple. Now, if you understand the electrical effect, aspect of a tornado, so damaging, then you would find a solution to it much more quickly, wouldn't you? Not that I have the solution, but you have to have what the problem really is before you can have a solution. Now, see how that is. Is that music coming up? Yes. I'm Roy Masters. Anybody wants to talk to me about these things? Am I alive? Thank you very much. Welcome again to the program. I do hope you enjoy some of the things I'm saying. I try to keep it non-scientific, sort of simple. And you can understand that mass is simply mass is made of little particles called quantum particles. And on a level, there's a whole lot of different particles that spin beyond our comprehension. We can't see them. They're invisible. But they make up the universe. They make up what eventually is solid. I told you that the center of our Earth is made up of condensed electrons or whatever they are. And compressed, they spin together. What if they all spin in unison? They have to do that in order for the center of the Earth to spin and spin in the muck, in the melted iron. It spins quicker at the center, right at the core, but it drags in the molten iron, so the center moves faster and drags the Earth around at a certain speed. That is perpetual motion. Why can't you see this perpetual motion? The sun comes together by itself with little spinning objects that we don't know why they spin. And the spin is constant. So you can have water, as I said, water made of oxygen, hydrogen. And you could put electric current through it and put it back into hydrogen and oxygen again. They do that again and again and again. The trees pick it up, you eat it, you go pee-pee, it goes into the ground, it evaporates, it turns into oxygen and hydrogen again, but there it is again. Lightning, boom, it turns into a drop of water. So, this is magic. Where is the energy coming from? What keeps it spinning? That's the question. How did something... Whatever it is that's doing it is, well, you see it, but you, how can I say that? You see it. What appears, here's how I like to say it. What appears is made by what is not seen. That's it. What appears is made by what is not seen. That's more like it. But it's not nothing. That thing is a no thing. That's it. And I know what that no thing is. It's not nothing. It's a no thing that creates things. See? So, I could give a nice little college course on that, because all that makes common sense. Is any physicist doesn't like that, what I'm saying? You tell me what a tornado is. Let me see how clever you are. You just went to school and learned it. And that's atheism. The way you learn science is a science, is atheistic science. That gives you all kinds of theories when it's right, the truth is right in front of their nose as a creator. What appears is made by what is not seen. But yet you can perceive it because it gives you that perception to see what is not seen.
You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yeah, now I'm going to talk about Muslims, if you don't mind. I talk about Christianity. I talk about Judaism. I don't touch Muslims very much. But one thing I can tell you, I don't mind a multiple of Christians and Jews. One's extension of the other. Christianity is a fulfillment of Judaism. And if you want to know what that is, I'd be happy to tell you what that fulfillment is. It goes from verses and chapter to, know you not that you're the temple of the living God and the Spirit dwells within you. So you have not need for any teacher, but the Holy Spirit will show you these things. That is what a metaphysical scientist is. That's what a scientist is, a real one. and he discovers things, he sees things. But a lot of most scientists are just machines. They know how to work things. They use it as a skill. And you can use it as a skill, but something he never created. Someone else created and pulled it out of the ether. And those are the people that... It's necessary to have mechanical people that really can't see things and see things that are obvious to some of us who have intuition. You need those kinds of people. But you've got to be very careful how these kinds of people are managed and how they're produced. In China, you need to know this. They used to have little red books and do the same thing as Muslims do, but they made you read the Quran, and pretty soon you can't answer. You don't know how to solve a problem. If you want an answer, you have to go to your teacher, whatever they call themselves. And so then they say, well, now they can actually build something inside you and say, well, if you die, you see, and you kill Americans, then you go to heaven, see. These are the things. I just wanted to hold the call for a second, please. I'll be right back. I just want to say about Americans. The reason why we have so many abortions is because of your communist president. Most of this has come about during his 8-year term. And what is happening is that Americans are killing Americans. And I'll just give you some statistics, which I believe. Let me see. I've got it on the floor. I'm going to pick it up. Since 1965, there's 59 million immigrants. That's okay if they're spiritual, decent, and they match up to us, but not all of them are authorized to come across the border. See, but that's 59 million we know about. But while Americans are killing their own babies, now you have Muslims that come in and don't kill their own babies, they multiply you out of existence. Don't you get it? That's how they do it. Multiply themselves out of existence. And the stage is set to allow you to have free sex and not bring up the baby but kill it. You stupid asses. That's what free love does. That's why you need to return to your founding fathers who love you. And those who die for the freedom they gave us, and the Constitution, which is now almost obliterated, and none of you see anything wrong with that. All you see is, I don't earn as much as I did, etc., etc. I'm in trouble with the economy. Of course you're in trouble with the economy, because you've elected something that is not American. Don't you see him now? So, you may not like this, do you? But you are killing your own Americans. There's 50 million Americans murdered. And then what are you going to replace them with? It won't be America. So you happen to need to watch the game that's being played. A Muslim does not have the same God. I'm sorry to say, they don't have the same God. They don't stand up. Look, you Americans also don't stand up for your Constitution. You have a communist in power, and you never stood up. You just complain. You're just angry. I'm not so sure that you make it to the end of the year. Because now that you've got Donald Trump, and I won't say whether I like him or not, because it's not my place, because of a non-profit organization. But he's missed that. And I guess wisely so. But I haven't missed it. You can see it happening in Europe. You don't want to be replaced by Muslims. I'm sorry. You don't want to be replaced by them. You don't want this to be a Muslim country. This is a Christian country, and your president says this is not a Christian country. He's beginning to open the doors for his own kind. And you can see what kind he is. He's a traitor. He pretended to be an American. Born an American, maybe he was and maybe he wasn't, but is he really American? Did he go to the funeral of a certain person in the Supreme Court? Did he go, or did he just snub it? What kind of man is this that you have elected? See, and why have you been? Why did you elect it? You brought a curse on yourself, and the course of your futures. They put up. They used the media to brainwash you, and to have people speak about abortion, and the rights of it, and the rights of women. There's nothing right about it at all. It's only to get you to act like animals, like two dogs copulating in an alley, and no more than that. And break down of families, because the more sex you have that way, the more perverse you become. And so the kids, you know, you've got 80%, 75 to 80% of people, regardless of color, not including what color is. And the kids are walking the streets. Don't know what to do. You got lousy teachers, all liberals. But not so much liberals. Liberals are not so bad. What's behind liberals is people who push you and say it's good to be an appeaser. It's called, you're a peace lover. No, you're not. You're an appeaser to what's wrong. You embolden what's wrong. You empower what's wrong. That's what's happening. You think that appeasing is love. And obviously behind you, you've got communists who take that quality of how you came into this world as an appeaser, and they make you think like you're a peacemaker. It's called a liberal. And it may be a little bit, but behind it is the science of communism. And that man in the White House has both of those. He knows what he's doing, doesn't he? You say he doesn't know what he's doing. I say he does. You know he's doing you in. And I suggest that I came up to this little town, and it was a very bad situation when I came in, because they called me a cult leader. That was horrible. But I built a school. It's a beautiful school, right on 7th Street, in the middle of town. And I suggest that civil war's coming, and all these things that you're... hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of terrorists will suddenly awaken. And I suggest you get out of the big cities soon. Within the next 6 weeks or 7 weeks, get out of the cities. Do you hear me? Get out of the city. You want to come up to Oregon? I haven't spoken to you about that, have I? I've been here 25 years. I left my house on the water. I visit it once every year or two, every 2 years. Because I know this is a place. You've got to get out of it somehow. Someplace we have a school. A beautiful school. Absolutely magnificent. Nothing like it around. And I have 200 acres of tall timber ranch where you can have seminars. But if you gentlemen have to stay in a big city for your living, for your financial security, think now quickly of sending your kids up here and send money to them so they will escape what you will experience. Make sure you have guns. They'll go from door to door and kill you. I've seen it before. It's not new to me. All right, what else do I say? Are you making the sense now why they make no-fault divorce? Why abortion is encouraged? And look to the degree that it's gone, so they have deliver live babies and cut them up for examination? And it goes away. No one talks about it anymore. You're too busy taking drugs from your anxiety, from the living, from the, having sex when you shouldn't have it. Because you don't know what love is. You can't have sex without love. If you have sex without love, you're an animal. And the woman feels like it, senses it. But she can't help but give it to you. It's part of being married. But the point is, it emboldens you to be a pig. An appeasing pig for sex, or a bully for it. Either way, it's just as bad. Then you have divorce, it's even worse. You have to control yourself, men. And you have to stop setting men up to fail. The anger towards men has grown to in women. They do all kinds of strange things. Either they give themselves to their husbands and turn themselves into mush, or they turn their husbands into little weenies, into little feeble people, yielding to every demand. Yes, dear, anything you cage, anything you say, dear. So, anyway, the number is 800-866-8883. This is a growing town. And I said you have to come north. You got to get away from the border. California is the place where all the drugs come in everywhere. You don't want to be in California. My house is in California. I don't visit it very often. The family does. But I've been here 25 years and built this school for you. I knew ahead of time, don't you see? I'm intuitive. I see these things. I've been warning you, warning you, warning you, warning you for 55 years. And the media, crush me, crush me, crush me, crush me. I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a cult leader. No, I'm not. I'm the deliverer. You little swine out there listening to me. Called a media person. You're part of that. Not all media people are that way, but all too many are. Aiding and abetting the enemies of our country. That's what you're doing. Okay, now it's your time to call me if you want to. All right, now we're going to go to, listen, support my program. I say things nobody else says. All right, maybe you'll hear some things nobody else says to Anita in Oregon. Hello, Anita, in Oregon, what Hello. Can I do for you?
This is the same Anita that spoke to you the other night. I met up and found the boy that was.
Oh yes, hello.
Yes, hi.
How is he?
I know
how
that
is he?
You want to know what's going
I
on
do.
And how he's doing. Just he seems to be like a different person.
Is
I
he
mean,
really?
Yes.
It was just.
Really,
was it yesterday or the day before?
It was day before, and yesterday I met him. I was telling David, I met him at, he goes to a center after school. He goes to a special school in the area here, and I met him at a juvenile center.
Yes.
So, he's got his issues, but he was waiting for the device. That he was so glad, you know, that I stuck to my word as well and met him there. And
yes, yes. Does he have it already? Does he have it already?
Sorry. My phone was choppy. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
What was that again?
Does he have that little device yet?
Yes. He got it from me yesterday.
Yes, good.
And so I asked him, you know, I'm watching out for his mom because I know he doesn't want his mom to know what happened. And he did tell me he was, at least as far as I know, he doesn't. But he's very bright. And he was chatty on the way home when I took him home the other night,
like
a different person. And he looked happy even when I saw him yesterday. So,
well, thank you, Angel.
God's timing.
He does. You're the angel. You're the one that's extending it. As I extended it to you, you've extended it to that young 16-year-old boy. Can I just say this something to the audience that never heard it? Anita...
Yes.
Found a boy at the side of the road, 16 years old, crying. and suicidal. And she took him into custody just a little bit and called her and put her on the him on the phone. And then you heard what happened. He got better. And we sent him a CD, a special device. It's not a CD. It's a little device, MP3 player. Is that what it was? Okay. So what is an MP3 player? Is it a CD? Oh, the MP3 is the little computer. Yes. Don't go away.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Well, I just got to tell my audience just quickly what a happy ending this is. Anita is on the phone with a progress report, and I just said it. The kid was about to commit suicide. He's crying, he's 16 years old. And she saw him and she talked to him and said, let me put you on the phone with Roy. And he did. And we hit it off together. And you heard the rest of it just now. Anita, God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Roy.
Keep an eye on him.
Thank you for all you do. And David, too. I'd like to talk to David for a couple minutes.
Please do. David, please step forward. David, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Roy.
Okay, I'm here.
Hi, David.
Hi, Anita.
Are you on the air right now? Or
yes, I am.
You are. Okay, I actually wanted to share a couple of things off the air, if I may.
We have to do it later, then.
Yeah, we'll have to do it later.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, because, just for...
Yes, I tell you, if you call after 8 o'clock, he'll be there. Right, just a few minutes after 8 o'clock, you call him. Okay?
All right. Appreciate it.
And thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you, too.
God bless you, Angel.
Okay.
I call her.
All right. Your angel, you got my mentors and angels as well.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, do you see? There's a science in what I do. I'm not a scientist in a sense, but I see through. I see what they don't see. And I also see that science has suddenly come to a stop. In other words, the beginning is always stuff. It's always some fantastic thing which isn't obvious, but they give it to you to keep you from seeing a God factor in it. So let's take, just towards the end of this program, and we'll take some calls about problems after the program, if you don't mind. But I wrote my thesis. It took me 35 years altogether to finish it up. Now I'm just finishing up the very first chapter. It's the first chapter. See, I'm back engineering it. Back engineering it. And this is an interesting thing, all intuitive. The stuff turns into not stuff. And then stuff you can see, then it turns into stuff that you cannot see. And then you have a void that exists. In the beginning, there was a void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And so God said, let there be light. Well, that is what they call a singularity, which is infinitely hot. Now, how do you get something infinitely hot, Mr. Scientist? Tell me what is infinitely hot that appears in the void, which is the pure void, which is nothing. So what happens when something hot enters a void, which is nothing? Something hot is also not anything yet, but you can't build a Mercedes out. It doesn't build itself a Mercedes. So it's programmed. This infinitely hot, something infinite, an uncaused cause of that maintains it till it becomes a universe. And so is not a big bang. There's no structure but the bang. Where do you get structure? The fabric of space, the laws of physics. Where do you get life? A blade of grass. Why can't you wonder about these things? Then there's you. And you have a choice. A blade of grass doesn't have a choice. It grows and it gets eaten. It grows and it gets eaten. It just keeps replacing itself. Same with animals. But you're not going to be replaced. If you're replaced, but you're replaced with the dark side of the force. And you die. And the next one will also die. And most of you will die having never lived. Because of politics and corruption this country didn't have, except in the South. And that got taken care of by a very famous gentleman. Thank you. And then they're right back to, you go back to the inner cities and it's all over again. And guess who's in charge? Democrats. Just like the South. They return to the scene of the crime. Another one, this is something I could say about that, but there's not much time. And so what I'm trying to tell you, there's a God. And so that singularity, they have never seen a singularity. They don't know what size it is. They forgot relativity. So it could be as small as a little star in a distance, billions and trillions of miles away. If you get close up to it, it's huge. It's bigger than 100 suns. Who knows what that singularity is made of and how it got there. But something had to put it there. And it couldn't put itself there. And it couldn't create a universe just by any more than a foundry, a hot foundry. Can't turn out a sword. It can't turn out a car. It doesn't program. It's a programmed source of heat. It flows like a river. And then things happen in that flow. We won't go there tonight. But you do need my book. And it's not available. It was available. Isn't now. Because now it's become political. It's the secret to energy from the field. It's why there's energy from the field. And where the energy is coming from is that singularity. So I went along with scientists and say, yes, it's there, but somebody put it there. But forget that, because the minute I start to put religion into it, they reject me. And right now it's too religious for them to accept me, even though there's no religion. I'm using my common sense, and that offends the average scientist today. They just learned it. And in just learning it, they've lost the ability to discover. And there are just a few of us that see things and make things better. The better half of me is the physics of your mind. What's going on in your head? That's what you call me for. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a different kind of program today. But the next hour is, would you like to call me? And would you like to send a donation, please? Because bad things are going to happen. I've told you, get your kid out of this country, get your wife out of the big cities, please. I've never been wrong yet. 6 weeks from now, 7 weeks from now, very close. Israel's in terrible shape. If she attacks Iran before they get all that fancy military equipment that's unconquerable, they'll be fighting a war with it. Fighting Iran that wants to kill them is the same as fighting America, because American Obama has made